as of now, California is one of only 11 states that legally distinguishes between rape of a spouse and that of a non-spouse. Under current state law, spousal rape doesn't carry a mandatory prison sentence like non-spousal rape. Assemblymember Christina Garcia represents Southern Los Angeles County. She says rape is rape, no matter if the perpetrator is married to the victim or not.
If an individual is raped by a stranger or even their partner, which they've had long years relationship, the act is traumatic and carried for a lifetime and considered a rape by the state of California. However, the exact same act, by a spouse is treated less punitively, including shorter sentences, and they do not have to register as a sex offender. Spouses that experience rape suffer from long-lasting physical and psychological effects from their experiences.
Garcia says studies have shown that victims raped by their spouses experience the same post-traumatic stress disorders like anxiety and depression that non-spousal victims experience. She says that making the punishment for spousal rape less than non-spousal rape just diminishes the victim's suffering. Democratic State Senator Dave Cortese from San Jose says his bill would punish all rape the same.
California Penal Code defines the crime of rape in two separate code sections. Section 261 provides the circumstances that constitute non-spousal rape, and Section 262 provides the circumstances for spousal rape. Our bills would repeal Section 262 and expand the definition of rape in Section 261 to include all rape.
Under AB 812 and SB 530, a person convicted of spousal rape would be required to register as a sex offender. Cortese says that there have been many attempts to get rid of spousal rape exemptions. He said until recently, if a rape victim was married to their perpetrator, the perpetrator would receive a lesser sentence if the victim was unconscious or drugged. Dr. Michelle Dauber is a law professor at Stanford University. She says that because spousal rape is not taken as seriously, victims may be less likely to come forward.
The spousal rape double standard sends a terrible message to victims of sexual violence perpetrated by spouses and to society in general that spousal rape is less serious and less harmful to victims than rape by a non-spouse. This in turn may make victims less likely to report these crimes or to seek help when they need it.
A San Jose Police Department survey indicated that regular rape cases dropped by 9.4% during the pandemic lockdown, while spousal rape cases doubled. Supporters of the legislation urged the legislature to pass the bills and Governor Newsom to immediately sign them into law. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.